Good morning. It is 7 a.m. at T.O. Friday, April 10th. And here at Chelsea AM News is Dick Smyth.
Good morning. Thank you, Jerry. Weather specialist Greg Riss says, going to be another nice day today. And we're going to salvage some of the weekend. We've been talking about 2 days of rain. Looks now like the rain won't start until Saturday night. The 1050 Chelsea AM Traffic Center reports no accidents this early. Reminder, though, this is, boy, they're doing it to us again. This is the weekend the Gardiner Expressway will be closed for repairs. The eastbound Gardiner will be closed from Young to Leslie. The westbound Gardiner will be closed from Leslie to Jarvis. That happens from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning until Monday morning at 5 o'clock. TDC and GO Transit on time. Flying in Canada, there are some showers in Charlottetown and Vancouver. No problems in the United States again this morning for the second day, other than some showers in Atlanta causing a few minor delays. Headlights on this morning until 7:14. The Supreme Court of Canada ruled yesterday that the Charter of Rights, which guarantees the strangest rights to people, does not guarantee the right to a union or the right to strike. It's a polarizing issue. Business types say, right on, wise decision. Union types say it's a low blow. But Darrell Bean of the Public Service Alliance of Canada says, well, so what?
Just because there are laws saying that you can't strike doesn't mean that strikes don't take place. History has shown that if workers are pushed far enough, that they will take the right to strike.
The Supreme Court of Canada, meantime, the same court ruled yesterday that Ontario motorists convicted of a second impaired driving offense no longer will be sent to jail automatically. A Metro Toronto police officer who heads the RIDE program is upset that the courts aren't backing the fight to get drunks off the road. Sergeant Don Colborne says everybody concerned about the situation is doing the job to correct it, but he says the courts aren't backing them up. Byers Towing traditionally has owned the police towing business in the big town. That changes. It now will be split between two firms, leaving Byers only half the city. The other contractor is Diamond Towing, and it may be divided even more in months to come. Incidentally, you should know, and the police commission reaffirms, that if you arrive back at your car, even after the tow truck has hitched it up, you still have the right to reclaim it on the spot. It'll cost you, but not quite as much. The decision on the grass at the T-Dome has been made. It will be artificial turf. Among other problems with natural grass, nobody's sure it would grow under the closed dome. You're with 1050 Chum AM News. It is 7:02. The new unemployment figures are in. Actually, they're the old unemployment figures. There was no change. Unemployment is running at 9.6%. We created 23,000 new jobs, but the labor force expanded to gobble up all those jobs. Airports and an airline for sale. Transport Minister John Crosby is implementing the policy, rumored a long time ago, of letting other units of government take over Canadian airports, same sort of system they have in the United States. For example, Pearson International might end up being administered by the province of Ontario or Peel Region or Mississauga or whatever. However, Crosby says no decision on selling off Air Canada to the private sector will be made until this summer. One problem, who'd buy it? Police in New York State have spotted a fourth vehicle pinned beneath part of a highway bridge near Albany that collapsed last weekend. Three people, including two Toronto area men, are confirmed dead. At least seven others are missing. Officials in South Africa are trying to determine the cause of a coal mine explosion that killed 34 and injured nine others. The dead miners were overcome by carbon monoxide in the mine, which is east of Johannesburg. Let's talk business on Chum AM. The markets dropped sharply yesterday, driven mainly by concern about the falling U.S. dollar. The Dow was off almost 33 points, Toronto was down 29.59, and the Tokyo Exchange was sharply lower today as well. The U.S. dollar is at 142.5 yen. That's yet another record low. As always happens, in time of economic uncertainty, gold is up. The London gold fixing this morning is $432.30. Boeing of Seattle wants money from the Canadian government to help fix up de Havilland aircraft, says de Havilland is in much worse shape than they thought when they bought it last year. New York State has withdrawn $400 million of incentives to the Germazian brothers, which they had offered for a Niagara Falls version of the Edmonton Mall. Real estate analysts say that the Toronto housing market, which has shot up 40% in a year, will level off this fall and drop 5-10% early next year. Are you successful? But unhappy about it? Well, join the crowd. You're not alone, not by any means. Boston psychologist Stephen Berglund says you have joined the ranks of those suffering from what he calls the success syndrome. More than anything, it's the feeling you get when you accomplish something great and then wonder if you can top that. And then come the feelings of depression and loneliness and misery, that sort of thing. In fact, most victims are miserable but functional. What do you do if you got that problem? Well, Dr. Berglund says be aware of what you're going through and diversify your areas of expertise. The Leafs beat St. Louis 3-2 in overtime to tie that series 1-1. Other NHL wins by Montreal, Hartford, the Islanders, Philadelphia, Detroit, Edmonton, and Winnipeg. In baseball, the Indians beat the Blue Jays 14-3. Yeah, that's right, 14-3. News could mean money to you. We pay $100 for the best story of the week, another $100 for the best story of the month. Call the Chum AM News Hotline 24 hours a day at 923-1133. It is 7:05, and my commentary is next on 1050 Chum AM.
And now, with a word from our sponsor, Willie Wonderful, we present Willie's Girl.
Willie's Girl's a wonderful doo-wop. Willie's Girl's some style shoo-wop. Every day they're proud to say they're saving all the wild shoo-wop. What do?
Girls, I gotta tell you, there's a new man in my life.
So what's new?
No, this one's really wonderful, Willie Wonderful.
What's he do?
He's got all the latest designer fashions.
Ooh, what do?
I never dreamed I could afford such clothes.
Say the truth.
But Willie's got them for 30 to 60% off every day.
Yep, what do?
And not just for women, honey. I'm talking men, women,
children, too.
I guess I've found my Mr. Wonderful, Willie Wonderful.
Good for you, what do?
Because only Mr. Wonderful can give me everything I want at 30 to 60% off every day.
Now, Willie's girls look beautiful, what do? All thanks to Mr. Wonderful, Shadu. Willie, Willie, Wonderful, what do?
It is 7:06 here at Chum AM, and here's how things looked at XMAT this morning. This will be goodbye. It's not an easy goodbye after all this time, rather like discarding a long, faithful wife for a younger mistress. There are mixed emotions of regret, guilt, anticipation, and performance anxiety. I will be away from microphones, this and any other, for 3 weeks. After that, well, you've read the papers. For 18 years, you have endured my battles, boasts, boosts, bombast, and occasional buffoonery. Thank you. It is time for a change. To the credit of Alan Waters, he understands that. A scenario with the potential for a mini-Armageddon has instead been cordial and civilized. It is to the credit of my new masters that they, too, have great respect for the Chum organization. It is a high compliment to the Toronto broadcasting community that we can smile across the trenches in this manner. It's not easy to leave. Indeed, it's damned hard to leave. More than once I have choked with emotion. More than once I've asked myself if it was the right decision. Well, the right decisions are usually the toughest decisions. It would have been much easier to deny my need for a challenge, to ignore the subtle signs of staleness. Alexander Pope wrote, "Not to go back is somewhat to advance." Well, I'm not going back, but I always will look back with fondness. Shalom.